I hear this all the time from feminists. Women's voices should be heard. There's no women's voices. The United Nations has a feminist section. We euphemistically call this a women's section. We don't have a men's section. The European Union has a women's section, which is actually a feminist section, handing down directives and policies to national government. Every political party has a women's section, a women's unit, a women's officer. That's every single political party. Where are the men's voices? We don't have any male representation for men and boys' problems, issues and rights. There are 32,000 feminist political pressure groups and NGOs in Britain, and there's about a handful of for men. These are financed by central government. 32,000 feminist political pressure groups. How can you say women's voices are not out there? Every single trade union has a women's officer, usually called a diversity and equality officer. And even local councils have their feminist sections and feminist unions.
Okay, well, I think that's a good point for Liz to come back in, because you know a lot about the setup in Somerset, don't you, you Liz, and you know, nationally as well.
Of course, and I'm involved with my own trade union, which is Unison, and with its women's committee and with its retired members and so on.
So you've got a point about the women's committees then?
No, I don't think, I don't think this is a valid point at all, because the reason that such committees and representational groups and women's officers and women's sections have been set up from the United Nations through to national and very, very local organisations is to address the disproportionate input of men in society and the discrimination against women.